Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year.
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations. Forgotten. The history.
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. Win. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Some major Premier League news, and we're talking money. A majority of the league's clubs have agreed to explore the possibility of implementing a spending cap that could start as early as the 2025-2026 season. 16 out of 20 clubs of the Premier League have agreed to have the league conduct a full economic and legal analysis of a proposal that would implement a spending cap. Manchester City, Manchester United, and Aston Villa were the only three Premier League clubs to vote against the initial idea, with Chelsea abstaining from the vote. The league's 20 clubs are expected to have a final vote on whether to implement a spending cap at the league's annual general meeting in June. Brian, as someone who has played in a salary cap league in MLS as well as the Premier League, what do you think about this idea in the Premier League? Do you think it's going to work?
I think it's just an idea. I think it's I think it'd be great in a certain matter. I think the one reason why I don't think it's going to happen is because, you know, you have all these owners that have spent a lot of money already to buy a club or invest in the club, and now you're going to tell them you can't bring in the players you want to bring in. Now, it's beneficial for the smaller clubs because they have a little bit more of an opportunity to get some of those players. The reason why I say it's not going to happen, or I don't think it will happen, is because the Premier League is the largest league in the world and thought of very highly. Some say it's the best. And part of that is the money they spend and the players they can bring in. Now, if you get a situation where you do a luxury cap, a salary cap, then a luxury tax for a salary cap, then I think you'll get more clubs buy into it. And that would benefit the clubs that can't spend the way the big clubs do in the end. So I don't see it happening, but if there's a luxury tax probability or possibility, then maybe.
I the luxury tax is what convinces me more that this would be done, because it's just like a circle, a vicious circle, right? If you don't have the freedom to buy the players you want, the league becomes less interesting per se, less people tune in around the world, the TV rights drop. Like, you want your league to be spending
money. But I feel like the Premier League is already leaps and bounds sort of past every other league in terms of commercial revenue, in terms of expanding into other countries, in terms of having fan bases in large new markets like USA and China. They are far, far beyond what other leagues are able to do. In fact, for so long, they were able to sort of strip pretty much every other league of their best players, because players either want to play in Premier League or they have the money. I don't know if this necessarily helps the smaller clubs, because as an example, you have Crystal Palace, who has $27 million in commercial revenue. If they're able to spend, say, $500,000 or $500 million, whatever, $500 million, where are they going to get that money? Yes, you're able to spend more, so everyone's locked into the same cap, but that doesn't mean you have the capability to do that.
I think it's more about not going in debt, just
financial stability.
Oh, this doesn't change whether you go in debt or not.
Teams can't spend.
No, they can. It's a multitude of...
Yeah, you can't overspend.
You can.
But that's the hypothetical.
PSR and FFP are still what's stopping you from overspending. And you'll have to take into consideration those rules as well. If you're in a European competition, UEFA's rules. It'll be multitude of rules.
This is supposed to replace that.
No. So UEFA
are going to Europe.
Yeah, this is Premier for the Premier League.
Yeah.
So it's replacing PSR.
Right.
But you still have financial fair play with UEFA and FIFA. So for me, this doesn't necessarily stop teams from overspending. In fact, take Crystal Palace as an example. They could overspend up to that salary cap. That would still put them in a difficult situation.
You got to look at MLS, right? Across the world, they look at MLS, the owners, and they go, How can we have that where we don't have to spend as much, but the equity in the club just continues to...
But that's different because of the single entity. Premier League isn't like that, though.
But they like the fact that these owners are making a lot of money and they're not spending as much as some of these clubs.
Think about the Glazers. Now the Glazers can sit here and say, and I'm using them as an example because I think a lot of Manchester United fans are upset that profit gets taken out of the club. Now they can sit here and say, hey, we want to spend more money, but we can't. We're locked at this limit. So the rest of it, I can take as profit.
Yeah. I don't know if they're necessarily looking towards MLS, but I think you're onto something that they're trying to make something a little bit more sustainable. And just
100%.
For this vote, only Villa and the Manchester teams voted against it. Chelsea abstained. And everybody else voted for it. So they're onto something to make it... Financially,
you think it's more about the parity more the financial stability?
It's got to be financial stability. Mm-hmm. The parity side of it, it's never going to be.
Right.
Because the way the clubs are set up now, you're going to lose the interest for other big money owners to come in, probably. But I don't think this is for... To be fair.
And we're being very hypothetical about it all because we need to see how it all plays out after and if a vote goes through.
You can now relive the best moments of the UEFA Champions League 24/7. The UEFA Champions League channel is a new 24-hour streaming channel serving non-stop goals, highlights, and full match replays from the world's most prestigious club competition. Reminisce on your favorite moments, legendary players, and brilliant goals with the UEFA Champions League channel. Streaming around the clock on Pluto TV, the CBS Sports app, and streaming on Paramount+.